Weighing nearly 40 pounds, with about 700 individual pieces, this armor was designed to cover the shoulders, torso, and abdomen of a soldier. The helmet, made of about 75 limestone plates, covered the entire head, leaving openings for only the eyes, nose, and mouth. Imagine wearing this and trying to walk around. Luckily, Qin soldiers would not have worn this in life. Combat armor was actually made of leather or metal, which was much lighter in weight. Who did wear it? No one. These pieces imitate real armor in shape and design, but they were probably made for the first emperor's armory, a place where weapons would have been stored for the afterlife. Making the armor and helmet would have taken a very long time and required a lot of skill. They are made from limestone and copper. Hundreds of limestone plates had to be cut to precise measurements and then drilled with 8 to 12 small holes each before being sewn together with copper wire. It is estimated that it took between 150 to 350 hours to complete each of the 130 stone garments excavated from this pit. If you worked 8 hours a day, it would have taken between 19 and 45 days to complete each one.